After a day of meetings between Russia and Georgian leaders, President Nicolas Sarkozy of France was able to announce success.
Ce texte sera présenté par Bernard Kouchner.
At a joint news conference with Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili Tuesday, Mr. Sarkozy called a newly agreed ceasefire between Georgia and Russia the beginning of a process for peace. He called on both sides to respect the letter and spirit of the truce. Georgia has already accused Russia of violating the ceasefire, but the 27-member European Union endorsed it during a foreign ministers' meeting in Brussels Wednesday, and agreed on the idea of sending monitors to supervise it. Several analysts interviewed Wednesday credit the EU, and Mr. Sarkozy in particular, for brokering a diplomatic solution to the conflict between Georgia and Russia after several days of fighting. But Antonio Missaroli, director of studies at the European Policy Center in Brussels, predicts France's EU presidency, which lasts until the end of the year, will be an uneven one.
Having France at the helm of the EU is always at the same time a blessing and a curse. It is a blessing because France is a powerful member of the European Union, so it has a certain authority, both internally and externally. That is what mattered, for instance, in this particular case. France is also a permanent member of the UN Security Council, so it was seen as a more credible player in this game. But at the same time, of course, France is also a very assertive member state and has its own peculiar interests to defend.
Mr. Sarkozy clashed with European Trade Commissioner Peter Mendelssohn last month over Europe's position in World Trade Organization negotiations. His proposal for a European-Mediterranean partnership was watered down because of German objections. Nonetheless, he was credited for bringing Arab and Israeli leaders together during an EU-Mediterranean summit in July, in which Lebanon and Syria announced full diplomatic ties. Robin Shepherd, European analyst at Chatham House, a London policy institute, describes Mr. Sarkozy's tenure as EU president so far as a mixed bag.
On the one hand, as you rightly say, as far as trade negotiations, he made life unnecessarily difficult for the EU's trade negotiator in the Doha round of talks. But on the other hand, both with the Mediterranean Union idea and now brokering this ceasefire, it's been a rather impressive piece of work.
Mr. Sarkozy has earned similarly mixed reviews in France, where his popularity has plummeted since he took office last year. While he was credited with securing respect from both Israeli and Palestinian leaders during a visit to the Middle East this year, he has been criticized for inviting controversial leaders like Libya's Muammar Gaddafi and Syria's Bashar Assad to France. Mr. Sarkozy responds by arguing that diplomacy means speaking to a broad array of people. The French president was similarly criticized for putting French interests above human rights ones when he decided to attend the opening Olympic ceremony in Beijing and decided not to meet with the Dalai Lama, who is currently visiting France. Mr. Sarkozy's office says he will meet with the Tibetan spiritual leader later this year. Both at home and abroad, Mr. Sarkozy is known as a man of action, particularly compared to his predecessor, Jacques Chirac. Missaroli of the European Policy Center says that may not be so bad.
Certainly it is a much more dynamic foreign policy than under Mr. Chirac. And of course dynamism has a price. Dynamism shakes the existing picture, antagonizes some players, and probably also brings others on board. That is what is happening. It will continue to happen.
Mr. Sarkozy's dynamism, when it comes to the current Russia-Georgia crisis, may score him some points back home, even though, as analyst Stephen Ekovich points out, unlike Mr. Sarkozy, very few French are working in August.
Indeed, the French are on vacation, but this has brought their president to the front page. So as they're, you know, hiking in the Alps or walking along the beach, or just strolling through the countryside, when they stop by their local bookstore or newspaper shop, they're going to see their president on the front page, engaged in an important fashion, trying to solve a crisis in Europe. So it can only help.
A professor at the American University of Paris, Ekovich also notes the ceasefire agreement was not entirely due to Mr. Sarkozy's actions.
What's very important here is to notice that Nicolas Sarkozy represented not only European opinion, but Western opinion. we shouldn't forget that Russia has become very entangled in, well, institutions, international institutions that were largely invented and developed by the West.
As much as anything else, Ekovich says, the threat of cutting Russia out of these institutions played a key role in Moscow's decision to sign on to the truce with Georgia. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.